Let's move on to our second centre on the Sunday. Hollywood Bets, Greyville. I was talking about Devo winning that £2 million with the Champion Punters Challenge. The first race on the card, 12:40. As I've said, we've seen huge interest in this free incentive from Hollywood Bets. You only have to have an account to enter. We're getting massive fields and we're looking forward to that. 12:35 selections have to be concluded. www.tabgold.co.za, maiden plate. It's the first leg of the bipots at Hollywood Bets Greyville. Talking about Hollywood Bets, they've got this horse here called Shanta's Pride. The syndicate silks at just over 1.8, 18 to 10, open 1.67 through 2 to 1. It's now 1.82. A Sea of Tears is a 3.5, 7 to 1. Then we've got Princess Joe, who's the first time. I'm just checking her. There's been some support, and I would seriously take consideration of that. 8.33 is now at 5.56. The Dean Cunnamay Yards say include in the exotic. So we've got this horse Shanta's Pride. First time out ran second, that wasn't a bad form line. Last time out run third. I thought that was not a very good field at all. There have been eight runners from that form line, not a place. Eight runners, not a place. So I have some doubts there. I see he was making a respiratory noise both runs today. This is the 450,000 purchase. A Sea of Tears is going to be the selection. I see Paul Gadsby just has the one runner for the day. Look, the source is overdue, but I think he'll be thereabouts. The six Sea of Tears from the 13, then the 8 and the 11. 6, 13, 8, 11. But do check what transpires further in the betting with this debutante who does catch the eye. Second race, we move away from the bipot. It's place accumulator time. Eritrade 96 handicap live streaming. www.galloptv.co.za. All your international racing, your KZN racing, your Cape racing, of course, now too from Hollywood Bets Kenilworth and Hollywood Bets Durbanville. This Eritrade 96 handicap is the second race. Take out the four. That's come through now as a scratching. Aqua Bolts is out. Sunblushed is quoted at 2-1. Hawker Typhoon is at a price of 3.03. Then you've got Passage of Power, but importantly, the four is scratched. This horse, Sunblushed, is still a three-year-old. Rachel Vienica will have the ride. By the way, very, very importantly, I omitted to just make note of that, Muzi Yerni and Kabela Matsanyani will be riding at Turfantine. Note that, Muzi Yerni, Kabela Matsanyani not riding at Hollywood Bets Greyville due to the postponement. So that is very important for changes. Getting back to the second race. This horse Sunblushed, as I say, last time out was third behind Imposing. There have been five runners from the form line, just the 1/4. Look, Rachel Vinegar takes up 1.5. 58.5 is going to be the weight there. But I'm going with a 2, Hawker Typhoon. And this one taking a chance, really. Oft rested. Obviously, there could be issues there. She is a mare. She hasn't won for 658 days, but she does drop another 2 points in the merit rating. So for me, it's going to be the 2, Hawker Typhoon, from the 7, Sunblushed. After that, we will go with the 6 and then the 1. By the way, the 1 is now ridden by Richard Faree. Note that. Richard Faree aboard number 1, Father's Frost. That is noteworthy. He was top the horse last time out when winning and beating Night Warrior by a half a length. We go on to the third race, following the Box Seat podcast, 1400 metres. It's a maiden plate for the fillies. Should be run at 13:50. This is the start of the pick six on the day. Take out the 9. That's an on-runner. Lady of Gold is out. Alphabetti is at 0.56. This horse first time out was 4th. You will note lost 3 lengths. Gave away start, ran green, didn't know what it was all about, but was running on and was the fastest finisher. I see that the 5th horse, Zinni Kele, has come out and won. So, on the face of it, taking that first run into account, I'm not surprised the horse is as short as 0.56. For me, number 2, Catalea Summer, is a danger. And I'm going to leave it there, those two. I like a little bit of the exacta in this race. I'm fairly confident that number 2, Catalea Summer, from the Glen Cotson Yard, is going to be right there and may just give the favourite some cheek. But I'm going 1-2, that's it, in the third race. Race 4, merit rated 94 handicap fillies and mares. start of the jackpot. The fourth race on the programme, this is How They Bet with Hollywood Bets. Meet of the George is at 4-1. Let's Not Linger, 4.5, 5-1. Monashada is at 5-1. There's very little between them. Selection for me is going to be Monashada. And note that Richard Faree has picked up that ride for Com Naidu, this daughter of Silvana. I think she's a live wire in this race. I'm going to Monashada from the 5, Lady Tiptree, then the 4, Let's Not Linger, and the 7, Meet of the George. But it is a hotly contested race, race 4, but I think the 2 Monashada, that's eye-catching for me. 5-1 a win, even money a place. 2, 5, 4, 7. Race 4. Race 5, www.galloptv.co.za, merit rated 76 handicap. This is run over at the 1600 metres. Betting currently reads Cupid Song at 2.27. Cape Eagle is at 2.27. Tricky race, but if you like a horse on the day, you like a horse regardless of its price. And here I'm going to take a chance, and this is going to be a little bit of my each way play for the day because I like the price. It's 16.67-1 and a placing is 2.66. I've followed this horse for some time. The horse I'm talking about is number 4, Hinkley, who is an ideal world from the Dean Cunnamay yard. Sean Veal has the right. He was aboard last time. This horse floundered on the poly track, but he's back on the turf. And I think that may just make a little bit of a difference. It is the third run. The horse has been rested and gelded, so having its peak run, it drops a further 5 points, as much as 5 points in the merit rating. I just believe that Hinkley is better than the current form. So at that price, it's going to be the 4 Hinkley from the 2-5-7. 4-2-5-7, going for a little bit of a result, and let's hope Sean Veal is in the money. The sixth race is the Gold Circle Racing YouTube channel. It's run over 1,600 metres. The sixth race on the program. Number 9, Sing for Winter is the favourite at 3.33. One on the poly last time out. Shed the maiden tag. Gavin Van Sale, I see, only has the one runner. Richard Faree has the ride. Did win nicely last time out. We like that. I remember it really skipped away from the opposition. But I'm going to go with the 2, Devils and Dust at 4-1. From the 7, who I think will run well, Feeling Groovy. I think Feeling Groovy could finish thereabouts at 1.83 a place. After that, the 9, and then the 3, Raspberry Beret, 2.793 in the 6th race. Race 7 is the Listed Model Man Mile. The betting on this race reads as follows. Oh, by the way, take up Palm Breeze. That is now scratch number 6. It was at any price. There's no deduction. Canadian Summer is 1.57. Set it again, or see it again, rather. Last time out, was backed off the boards, had excuses. The start before that was expected to win Doddle then, but I think may have a little bit of work to do against the filly, Canadian Summer. Darryl Moore only has the one runner for the day, returns from a 99-day rest. I'm going with the 4, Canadian Summer, from the 7 seeds again, the 3 and the 1. 4-7-3-1. I think many will be bullish on Canadian Summer. Race 8 is the Hollywood Bets Bright Future over 1,600 metres, ending with a maiden plate. And the betting here, there's very little between the top three. You've got Political Party at 2-1. 1 Caramel Fudge is at 2.27. And Arverni King is at 2.5. Selection for me, I'm going with Political Parties, having start 9, Keegan DeMello, Alison Wright. As we've said before, what a partnership they've built up. So for me, it's 3, Political Party. I'm giving you that one a final chance from the 7, the 1, and the 6. 3-7-1-6. But it does seem to end off, certainly, on a note where the favourites will dominate. That's it. Hollywood Bets Grable on the Sunday. We'll be back with racing in KZN in the new week. All the best, sunshines. Thanks very much for joining me. I really do hope you hit them hard. Cheers.